there's going to be some different interpretations of what was said today. You just start with the most basic thing. They don't want it to drag on. It sounds like they're not going to let it drag on, Chris. That, in and of itself, is a different posture or stance from last year. Last year, I think, showed that they were beholden to Aaron Rodgers. Right? I mean, if you're going to let him...
He was the guy making the executive decision about himself last year. That's basically what it was.
It went till June.
Yeah. Aaron, what do you want to do about you? Oh, that's what you want to do? Okay, cool. Unless you believe, of course, that Mike T knew that he was going to be here months prior.
I listened to both Omar Khan Q&As. He talked to all the Steelers reporters, including Jeff. Then he opened it up to reporters from Timbuktu and every walk of life when he went in front of the regular podium and he did a wardrobe change from having a big Steelers logo on his boob to then having an NFL Draft Pittsburgh logo on his boob. And I watched all of it, probably an hour's worth of Omar Khan. And he spoke more glowingly about Kenneth Gainwell coming back as a free agent.
Yes, he did.
Than he did Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, he did.
And that's significant to me. Like, does the GM always get his way with the Steelers? No. The head coach in this organization has outranked the GM pretty much from the dawn of time. It's been a coach-run organization ever since they started winning Super Bowls with Chuck Knoll. And the owner empowers the coach, and the owner has big say too. But we've got a coach who's brand new to the job and a GM that's put in all this work before who has the ear of the owner. And it just sounds to me like Omar Khan is kind of ambivalent on this. Yeah, the experience with Aaron Rodgers wasn't a bad one, but even some of the things he said about last year, like he
overwhelmingly came back to, we didn't win a playoff game over and over when he was talking about various players, and that could easily be traced back and said, hey, you could say that about the QB too.
And he gave the guy like credit for being tougher than people thought, and
we did our homework. We knew he was going to be a good dude in the locker room. Like,
but I did not hear, hey, Aaron Rodgers, pretty please come back and play quarterback for the Steelers in 2026. When Art Rooney would talk about Rodgers last year, it was, oh my, I really hope. It's like you're on a dating app. I really hope he swipes right on me. I really hope he does.
Never use those apps.
I really hope I'm the guy on Bumble that the girl has to ask me out, like a Sadie Hawkins dance. I really hope that Aaron Rodgers hits me up. And they got what they wanted. This seems way more nonchalant. Okay. Like, now we're friends with benefits. It's not a serious relationship anymore. If you want to hook up one more time, we can do that.
But if you don't, you don't.
All options are on the table. So I felt after Mike McCarthy addressed Tim Benz the way he did at that press conference, that it was like a done deal. That Aaron Rodgers was going to be their quarterback.
You got Mike McCarthy. Now you get the predictable companion quarterback to him.
I think it's way closer to 50-50. And part of the reason why I say that is, despite all of the things that Rodgers showed, like positively in terms of being there as a teammate, sticking up for other guys, being available,
being pretty tough, all things considered,
not being a dink, you know, like if
he was like a quiet. Like teammate, he called guys out, but they seemed to respond well to it.
He got his shots in, like at the Acrisure Stadium turf and Jonnu Smith.
But
they were all, I think, pretty reasonable and measured criticisms.
Boilerplate football stuff, mostly.
But the one thing I do think that has remained consistent about Aaron Rodgers' career, and it showed up in the book Ian O'Connor wrote about him, and pretty much everyone has said this about him, he likes attention, and he likes to be wanted. He likes people to kiss his ass. And I think Mike flattered him and gave him his space and played that game with him. And I think Mike McCarthy knows how to play that game too, obviously, worked with him for a long time. But I'm just not, I don't know, I'm just not convinced right now that the Steelers are that gung-ho on it after hearing Omar. Knowing full well there's NFL scouting combine subterfuge.
I was going to say,
and smoke and mirrors that go on.
I was going to say, that's the one thing about Omar. He still does not appear all that much more comfortable in this posture, like standing there before a crowd of reporters. But I
think, he's a horrible public speaker.
But I think that, well, he was good with us on the air when we had him on as a guest.
That's not public speaking, though.
You're speaking to the public.
I know, but there's a difference between me standing in front of
I'm being pedantic.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes,
he struggles
pedantic.
At this part.
You and I are talking to each other. It just happens to be going out over the air to a lot of people.
Yep.
I do think with him, more so than with Kevin Colbert, who sometimes, in spite of himself, I think would tell you the truth about this, that, or the other. I think Omar, in this situation, and I want to be extremely clear about this, this is not meant to be derogatory or a cut at him at all. I think in these settings, he is a born liar, like every GM is. I think you say subterfuge. I think these guys very rarely will give you an unbiased, unfiltered, unvarnished version of the truth or their feelings on a guy.
I think the most truthful thing he said there in answering questions about Aaron Rodgers, because it's just fact, I think, it's not even, I think, opinion, is that the Steelers have to find their quarterback for the next 10 to 15 years, correct?
Yeah, I thought that
he said it.
That was pretty straightforward.
So that's why he said all options are on the table, because that's what we need to do. We have to find the next guy for 10 to 15 years. Omar Khan's not going to let Aaron Rodgers get in the way of that. You know, like, if something comes up in the next, I would like to think, the next 2 or 3 weeks, or while Aaron Rodgers is not giving them an answer, they're not going to prioritize Aaron Rodgers wanting to play a 21st season over that.
I would hope.
Right? I mean, that's...
Do you think the owner could step in to any degree here? Like, maybe the GM, it's reasonable that the GM, even though there's a new... Because there's a new coach... wants to put more of his stamp on it, and this is part of it. Hey, I'm not going to be effusive and over the top with my praise. The owner still could step in because we know he wants to win and say, sorry, you've got to try to get this back at all.
I know, but Omar Khan didn't draft from the Art Rooney book of, hey, we won the division. We had a great season last year. He didn't do that. Like, he seemed to want to downplay the success they had, if you want to call it success, right? I mean, that's the guy. He works for Art Rooney. He did not play the Art Rooney hits of, yeah, of course we want Aaron Rodgers back. Look at the year we just had.
No, he
damn right.
He, if you believe that he takes his cues from Art, or at the bare minimum, he tries to guess what Art is thinking based on behind-the-scenes conversations and put some sort of sanitized version of that out to the public, then you would be led to believe that actually Art... His main takeaway from last year was, we didn't win a playoff game. However, at Art's season-ending press conference, after when he was basically announcing that, like, hey, yep, Mike's gone,
yep,
I didn't get that tone from Art. I got the sense of he was willing to run it back. So
I
think there's a lot of, if we try to do our usual read between the lines game here, I think there's a lot of conflicting threads.
But there was not a lot of, like, flattering language from Art on Aaron Rodgers at that last press conference, was there?
Well, no, he... What Art very clearly did at that last presser, just to be, I think, pretty much straightforward about this, was Mike T is gone. That means Aaron is probably gone. Except they hired the one coach they could have, who was theoretically out there eligible for jobs.
Yeah.
That would have brought Rodgers back, or at least increased the chances from greater than zero. Here's the question then. Did they right then and there, that day, that morning, already have an inkling that they wanted Mike McCarthy to be the coach?
Yes, I think they did.
Then that would be a bit of subterfuge by, I think, the owner, because he would know if Mike McCarthy is quietly our guy, then you have to know that that increases the chances.
I mean, I don't think that
back.
They were sold on it, but I think
he was
Omar
on their short
liked
list.
Him and Art liked a lot of the qualities about him. He's from Pittsburgh.
Well, here's
he's
the
an
other
offensive
funny
guy.
Thing about this. Art or Omar knew that Mike liked him, or Art knew that Omar liked Mike. Mike likes Aaron. Omar's worked with Aaron. Omar and Mike don't seem to be quite lined up on their opinion of bringing Aaron back. For two guys that worked together way back in the day and both talk about how much they enjoyed their time together working as side-by-side guys with the Saints.
If the Steelers really were dead set on Rodgers and were holding out hope for Rodgers,
mm-hmm,
why would you even offer up, like, a very timid or meek threat of a deadline? You know? You would just say, he'll make his decision when he makes it, and we'll be waiting for him. We'll keep the door open.
Well, I think that's a good point, because it suggests that they're not just standing around, like, with their, you know, finger up their nose, just kind of waiting for him here. Like, they, you set any kind of even a tentative deadline and you suggest openly, like almost the first thing he said was, I don't think it's going to be like last year, because you're trying to set some parameters by which the player has to abide.
But, and if the player blew you out of the water and impressed you so much, wouldn't you just give him the widest berth he wanted?
I mean, you would say something to the effect of, obviously we want Aaron back. Look at how he played for us last year.
And I didn't hear that today.
Especially if you thought with the coach you had hired that he would want to be back just as badly as you wanted him back. You could do mutual admiration society.
All right, I probably should have said this 11 minutes ago, but I'll say it now. You know what I really think is going on here with Omar? I think Omar wants Will Howard to play.
Will Howard.
That's what I think. I think if Omar had his druthers.
So he's trying to softly push Rodgers away.
I don't know. Maybe. I guess I'm saying maybe.
Well, yeah,
I guess I am
Will
saying
Howard,
yes to that.
If he wants Will Howard to play, then he should absolutely be trying to like subtly poison the well.
Doesn't that make sense for him, though, as a GM? He gets clarity on Howard. It informs his decision for next year's draft on where they go. He said they need to find a quarterback for the next 10 or 15 years. He talked about the like sorcery that Mike McCarthy did for his Saints when he grew up in New Orleans.
Aaron Brooks,
and
baby.
Got them their first playoff win. Aaron Brooks was in his second year, and he was 24 years old, and he was a late-round pick. Will Howard is 24 years old in his second year and a late-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think he's seen Mike McCarthy sprinkle his pixie dust on a guy like that before and would rather see him do that than watch Aaron Rodgers again.
Do you think that Omar...
respectful of what Rodgers did last year, but preference would be Howard. That's just my...
Do you think Omar...
My take on it.
Do you think, gun to your head, that Omar... Despite whatever he might have had to say when Tomlin was here because of Mike's primacy in the organization, despite what he knows maybe his owner thinks about like trying to compete and win playoff games now, do you think Omar, his own man, looks at the situation and understands that there is a page turning that's necessary for the franchise? I'm asking you what you think Omar, personnel man, he and Weidel, if you want to say that they're like the two peas that work together in a pod. Do you think Omar looks at the situation and says, we are not as close as the owner claims we are. We are not as close as perhaps the new head coach wants to believe we are, and that we need to start making a new era here. I happen to think he actually does. I can't imagine the way he's like looked at the league change under his feet.
He's an analytical guy.
So I don't think those guys are as given to the emotion of we picked him, we can make it work. We can, you know, we're attached to this guy because we scouted him.
Oh, I actually think he believes there's a shot Howard is good. I do think
that. No, I'm not talking about Will Howard. I'm talking about the way the team was last year with Rodgers.
Yep.
I don't think he is as married to the idea as maybe some other people in that organization were, that they were just on the precipice. I think he would much rather take his shot in this sense and believe that a guy his administration drafted, Will Howard, might actually turn into something. Still could be a complete like long shot that doesn't pan out, but as you just said... If you go with Will Howard, one of the two major advantage, or one of two things really happens here. He's either shockingly good and people like me have to eat crow and we have to, you know, 87 straight Johnny the Barber calls under different aliases, spiking the football on us, and you've got your guy. Or he's not very good. You move on from him.
Yep.
And you draft somebody and you have fully reset things at that point.
All right, so let's recap what Khan said about Rodgers. It won't drag out this time. The door is open, but all options are on the table. And when Jeff asked him straight up if he believes or wants Aaron Rodgers, actually, let's hear it again to get the verbiage right.
Omar, is it your guys' desire to have him be the starting quarterback this year?
We've had a conversation and we've expressed it. It was a really good experience with Aaron, and you know that that option's still out there.
Is it your desire? And he wouldn't say yes. He said that option is still out there. That's not a yes. That's not a no. It's somewhere in the middle there.
That's cagey.
Yeah.
C-A-G-E-Y, cagey.
Which is not what Mike McCarthy was at that introductory press conference. What I'm going to do here is throw out the phone number at 412-928-9370 and just offer this up to all of our listeners who are all around the world on YouTube, on X, on 937thefan.com, on Odyssey, here in Pittsburgh on 93.7 FM. And just say, would someone like to call in right now at 412-928-9370 and tell us why it is a really good idea to bring Aaron Rodgers back.